Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. We'd like to welcome the delegation from the Solomon Islands, and we commend their efforts to take part in the UPR and also to have carried out an inclusive process in order to submit their national report. It's evidence of their commitment to this mechanism. We'd like to highlight the approval of Law 2014 criminalising domestic violence in all its forms and protecting victims. We're convinced that this measure needs to be accompanied with consciousness-raising campaigns and education campaigns to ensure that the benefits of this law reach out to all, particularly when it comes to access to justice, which is why we'd encourage you to redouble your efforts in this regard. And we recommend the following, that you establish appropriate policies to take into account and remedy any shortcoming in the implementation of this above-mentioned law, that you adopt strategies to involve civil society to combat and eliminate domestic violence, sex abuse, and any other form of violence against women. We note with concern that since the last UPR, we haven't really seen substantive progress made in the area of ratification of human rights instruments. We encourage the Solomon Islands to interact with the different stakeholders at national and international level in order to make progress in this area, both when it comes to the accession to these instruments, but also when it comes to reporting. Many of these reports are very late in terms of their submission. We would recommend the following as well, that you present to the next UPR the combined report to the Committee on the Rights of the Child, and that you ratify and or accede as soon as possible to the three optional protocols to the CRC. And finally, we'd express our concern at the lack of legislation to protect persons with disabilities from any form of discrimination, despite the recommendations that were accepted along those lines in the first UPR. We would encourage you to move forward in the protection of the rights of persons with disabilities by adopting holistic legislation and ratifying the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Thank you.